To be honest, I've never seen Footloose, so.
I have, but not so, I think I was in like high school the last time I saw it.
I've never seen Footloose, and I really just don't care to. Because yeah. I know the plot of it.
Well, yeah.
I know that Kevin Bacon gets them all to dance, and you know.
I mean, yeah, you really don't need to see beyond that.
I just know that everybody's like, you can't dance. And he comes to town for some reason, and he's like, come on, guys, dancing is awesome. And then there's a lot of montages of dancing. And then at the prom, he comes in and goes, let's dance! And then they all dance, and then I'm assuming that the old people are like, you know what, dancing's not so bad.
Yeah.
And whoever started the whole no dancing thing has a change of heart. That's my assumption of what Footloose is all about.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't even remember, so...
You're too busy getting blown?
I doubt I was getting blown. Well, no, I still doubt I was getting blown.
Okay. Let's see. Mix 4, the 71 Plymouth Satellite from Brady Bunch.
Okay, we're definitely getting a little more out there.
We're stretching a little bit. We're starting to stretch a little bit. Because then the 80s Corvette from the A-Team... Which was shown in the opening credits every time, because that was Face's car. But, I mean, I think it was only in one or two episodes.
Hmm. Okay.
Now we go back to iconic ones, though. The Ferrari 308 GTS from Magnum PI.
Okay. Makes sense.
The Ferrari 512M from Miami Vice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's the T-Bird Stalker from Stroker Ace, which I've never heard of.
You've never heard of Stroker Ace?
No, what is Stroker Ace?
What kind of a car was it again?
It just says T-Bird.
I believe it was like it was Burt Reynolds, and I think he was a NASCAR driver.
Hmm.
And it was back when they actually drove stock cars.
Was this a movie or a TV show?
It was a movie.
Oh.
Because NASCAR is supposed to be stock car racing, although if you can show me where you can buy NASCARs, I'll give you $1 million. But back in the day, they actually drove real cars, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think it was a NASCAR, and it was Burt Reynolds.
So was it like a racing movie, or was it like a comedy?
I think it was a little bit of both.
Okay.
But I think it was kind of like it was kind of like Days of Thunder before Days of Thunder.
Okay, with a little extra comedy thrown in.
Yeah, because it's Burt Reynolds, and I'm pretty sure there was a blooper reel on the credits.
Nice.
Which, I mean, it wouldn't be a Burt Reynolds film without it.
All right. Mix 5. The Battlestar Galactica Colonial Viper.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I just know that was what the good guys flew around in. Kind of like an X-Wing, except the wings didn't open up.
Okay.
The Ferrari 365 GTS4 Daytona Spider from Miami Vice.
Okay.
The Island Hopper, the helicopter from Magnum PI.
Honestly, I'm not really familiar, but okay.
It was what the black guy flew.
Okay.
In Magnum PI. If you watch the opening credits, I know it's in there. And it does this really cool bank to the right. I mean, that's all I remember about it. But there is the Morris Mini from The Italian Job. I'm assuming they mean the original Italian Job.
Hopefully.
Well, considering it's a Morris Mini, because now it's a Mini
Cooper. Oh, a Mini Cooper. Yeah. Okay.
And then the next one I don't remember at all. The Volkswagen Sinagon from Magnum PI. Let's see. What is
that? I don't recognize that at all.
I feel like I don't. All right. So I searched that, and apparently... The first few things are pictures of the Hot Wheels that we're talking about, but it looks like it's a van. It just looks like it's the Volkswagen van.
Like a Volkswagen, okay.
All right, let's go back here. Mix 6 is the 48 Ford from Greece. Okay.
Oh, like the one that flies at the end?
I'm assuming that's the one.
Is that? Do you think that might be the queerest ending to a movie?
Okay, let me tell you a little story about the first time I saw it. I actually watched Grease.
Okay.
Someone I was seeing in college was very upset that I had never seen Grease before.
I mean,
and they thought, said, like, it's the
fucking Godfather
and
or
they
something.
Said, how have you never seen Grease before? And I said, I don't know, I've never seen Grease before. I've seen parts of it, like I know they sing and they dance and they do the you know, the summer loving song and shit, but that's really all I know about it.
And Beauty School Dropout was actually your theme song growing up.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, continue.
That was my theme song in the college, actually. That's actually my theme song right now. I play it every morning when I get up.
just
to let me know that everything's okay in life.
I can almost guarantee you that you would not be engaged currently if you woke up every morning and listened to Beauty School Dropout, at least not to a woman.
I could not tell you how it goes. I just imagine that it's the song starts off with some kind of melody and then just goes Beauty School Dropout, and that's all. I don't think that's actually how it starts, but I'm just assuming that's how it goes.
I don't think that's how it goes, but I know you know what's funny, because I know the whole part. I can picture when she's singing it, and I know the name, and I can't even imagine how it goes right now. But yeah, good song.
Literally, we watched Grease one day. She was like, I really want you to watch Grease. Because then she told other people, and other people were like, you have to watch Grease. And I was like, fine, I'll fucking watch Grease.
I hate when that happens.
I was like, I'll watch Grease. I'll give it a try. So we're sitting there, and we're watching Grease. And I'm actually liking it. Like, I'm like, you know what? This isn't bad. I mean, yeah, during Grease Lightning, there's a lot of, like, kind of gay stuff in it, which I'm wondering if they did on purpose or not. But you know what? It's not bad. You know what? I'm kind of... It's pretty good. And then it gets to the end. And then they fly up. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Why? Wait. The car's flying right now? And they're like, yeah, that's what happens at the end. They fly off in the car because it's Grease Lightning. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's one of the dumbest endings to a movie I've ever seen. And you know what? It's a dumb movie to begin with. But it's so out there, and I know, like, I'm saying that a flying car is out there, but in the context of the film,
exactly. It
just makes no sense whatsoever.
Like, okay, you're watching a musical, so you just accept the parts where they break out into song.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point where then they just fly off, and you're just like, what? Wait. Okay. I was fine with the singing, because that's what's to be expected from a musical. But now, they're flying. How the fuck does that work? And then everybody else was just like, no, it's fine, it's totally cool, and I had a serious problem with it.
No. And you know what? I don't care. You watched it as a young kid, you grew up liking that movie. I saw that movie when I was really young, and ever since the first time I saw it, I was like, this is stupid. I mean, I was probably like 6 years old the first time I saw Grease. I saw that car take off, and I said, this is retarded. And I've never wavered from that standpoint because it's dumb.
Here's the thing. If they had set up some kind of like a – because they were trying to be like, well, and see, the thing is, it doesn't really happen. And I was like, no, I get that. Obviously, like, there's no way it can actually happen. They were like, it's just like they're flying high because of everything going. And I was like, I get that. But at no other point in the movie was it really set up that, like, they take these flights of fancies, except through the musical numbers, and they're not singing right now. They're just flying off in a car. So, you know, it doesn't work. Like, I understand what you're saying, but you're wrong. I get it, but no.
But it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's very, very dumb.
And then yada, 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 we broke up 3 days later.
You know what?
That's not entirely true, but we'll go with it.
Yeah, no, that's good for me.
Let's see. 58 Chevy Impala from American Graffiti.
Man, they are loving American Graffiti, huh?
American Graffiti is pretty iconic. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Me too.
I would argue that it's possibly the best film that George Lucas ever actually made.
Okay. So you're not counting A New Hope because it was so studio influenced?
Well, hey,
Because he didn't have as many liberties as he could have, because the studio was like, yeah, you're a nobody. We're going to kind of tell you what you need to do.
Okay, you know what? No, I'm for some reason I was thinking that like he didn't actually write A New Hope.
No, he did, and he directed it too.
But did he write it, or does he just get story credit for it? He actually wrote the script.
I'm pretty sure if he didn't write the script, he had a lot of influence on it. But the thing is that he actually. I'm trying to think of the guy who was on there for A New Hope. He was a co-writer with Lucas. Oh my God, I can't believe I can't think of his name. For both, I believe, A New Hope and for Empire.
Actually, I'm looking on IMDb right now. It credits just him as the writer.
There was some other guy, and this other guy never gets his just due. And apparently he just disagreed a lot with Lucas, and it was because of him that a lot of the shit was, like, dumbed down, like a lot of the Lucas shit, from what I understand. And by the time they got to Jedi, he fired this guy. He was like, fuck you, get out of here, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And, oh, I can't believe I forget this guy's name, but he had a lot to do with the writing for both A New Hope and Empire.
Hmm.
I got to figure out his name. I can't believe I forget it right now.
Does he have credit on Empire Strikes Back?
To be honest, I'm not sure if he actually got credit in either of them officially. I can't. That pisses me off. I can't think of his name. You'll be able to find it. He was a writer for both scripts, and a lot of people credit him with really kind of keeping Lucas in line. Of course, Lucas didn't direct Empire, which coincidentally is the best one. Yeah. I it's so strange.
Before we get off in a whole Star Wars
tangent, you know what, I'm done.
Let's just go back. let's just back that train up.
I'm done. Get me a don't.
All right, I looked it up. American Graffiti, he actually had co-writers on. Star Wars A New Hope is not given co-writer credit. It just has him listed.
Okay.
I would say it's probably his second best that he wrote and directed.
Yeah. That makes sense, because honestly, he hasn't written and directed much good shit.
I mean, his first film is, I don't know, I liked it. Visually, but...
Are you talking about THX?
Yeah.
Okay.
THX, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I don't think I liked... I don't think story-wise it worked well enough for me.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be honest. I've never seen it.
I saw it a long time ago. I should probably watch it again and see if I get more out of it.
Yeah. I believe they did like a remaster and re-released it and everything.
I probably did.
I'm sure. He probably changed half the story, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He went in and took out Robert Duvall for some reason and put somebody else in there and replaced everything with walkie-talkies and shit.
Yeah. You know, that's actually a Spielberg thing, but...
I feel like Lucas would do that, too.
Although, I hear that Spielberg actually regrets that.
Yeah, yeah. I think when they did it on Blu-ray then, he went back and was like, fuck it, we'll just put the guns back in.
That's so... I mean, I always thought that was so stupid.
That they did that?
That they... Yeah. I mean, that was retarded. That they replaced the guns with walkie-talkies.
Well, yeah, because then they point the gun, the walkie-talkies, at people very threateningly. And you're just like, I don't understand what's going on right now.
It's also, they're dealing with an alien from another planet. They're not going to just bring walkie-talkies. They're going to bring guns. I mean, E.T. was very peaceful, but, you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's scary shit.
People don't know these things. I mean, we know as viewers, but they don't. The government doesn't know.
That's true. And, you know, the government's not adverse to bringing guns to a fucking, you know, Halloween party.
Yeah.
Anyways, go on.
All right, so back to this list. 85 Chevy Camaro IROC Z from Simon and Simon.
What?
Do you know Simon and Simon?
No.
Simon Simon was like they were brothers that were like
Pete and Pete.
Well, yes, they were brothers like Pete and Pete, or, you know, like any other set of brothers in history.
Okay.
And they were like private detectives, basically. But they just had that sibling rivalry dynamic. One of the guys, I don't know who he really was slash is. Like, I can't think of anything major that he's done. But the other guy, I think the brother that was older, was the guy from Major Dad. And he was on Deadwood as the one land guy. He's been in a bunch of stuff. What's his name? Hang on. Gerald Lee McRaney. If you saw him, you'd recognize him.
Okay. Yeah, one of those guys.
Yeah. But yeah, they were just, I guess they just drove around in, you know, a Camaro most of the time.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's not iconic.
No, not at all. Now, we go back to iconic, though, in Mix 6 with Ferrari 250 California from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Finally. All right. Finally
the Ferrari. Okay. Yes.
If you choose to buy it, rolling it down your hallway backwards does not take the mileage off.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I'm letting people know.
Okay.
When you're, you know, when you're racing them, your Hot Wheels in your hallway. Because that's, I mean, you got to race them in the hallway because no other room is big enough.
So yeah, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Then another version of the Mini from the Italian Job.
Yeah.
Alternate color.
Exciting.
Now we're on Mix 7. Last one. Greased. Now we get to Greased Lightning. Because we had the 48 Ford, which I guess was before it became Greased Lightning.
So, wait. So is it like the same car?
Yeah, but I think it's a different paint job.
Eh. What a fucking cop-out.
I'm just saying. Now, here's my problem. I always thought it was Greased Lightning, but they have it as Greased Lightning with a D.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's what I call myself if I haven't showered in a day.
Greased Lightning?
Greased Lightning, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I always thought it was Grease
and
not Greased Lightning. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm no expert on Grease, so
maybe I got too distracted because I thought the ending was fucking bullshit. But anyway,
I'm no expert on the movie Grease.
A 68 Olds Cutlass convertible from Beverly Hills Cop 2.
All right, that is, no one cares about that.
I mean, again, not really. I thought he just drove the same car. He drives a different car in the second one.
My mother had an Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra when I was a kid. That thing, that was the worst fucking car. I hated that thing. She would start it up on a cold day, and blue smoke would come out of the tailpipe.
Wait, blue smoke came out?
Blue. Yeah, it didn't blue smoke. It had blue, B-L-U-E, smoke. It was terrible. That car sucked. And it had this top. It was like one of those kind of like, I feel like a lot of cars in the 80s had it where it was almost like rubbery, kind of top where it was it's hard to describe. Like, it was kind of soft. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it wasn't fabric, but it was, like, rubber. And – but the thing was is that it was all cracked and, like, peeled, and it was green. The car was green, and it looked like a giant dead lizard. It was the worst. I hated that car. Like, to the point where I, a couple times, had my mother drop me off. I asked her to drop me off, like, a block away from school because I didn't want to be seen. I'm not even joking.
Sue,
that car.
Sue, pull over. So pull over here. I don't want to be seen in this dead fucking lizard.
it looked like a dead fucking
piece of shit car, Sue.
That car sucked so badly.
So why don't you get rid of this fucking car? I don't care. I don't care. If it's 40 fucking years old and it's still running, just fucking get rid of it, Sue.
You know what? I'll give it one thing. It lasted. I think the car lasted like 16 years. So it was a well built car.
Yeah.
But it
lasted longer than 16 years. Oh, no, but no, I'm. What? Hang on, when did they
stop? Well, no.
Yeah, I was thinking of the 68. I had the 68 stuck in my mind.
Oh, no. It was, I don't know. She bought it in, like, maybe, like, 84 or something. But, no. I mean, it definitely, it did all right.
It did all right, but you hated it.
I hated that car. Worst car. See, I always liked my dad's car, because when I was a kid, my mom had that, and my dad had this navy blue Lincoln from the early 80s.
Nice.
Dude, this thing was awesome. It was so big. Like, it was one of those Lincolns where, like, the hood, the front of the car was as big as, like, some cars today. And, like, it had, like, a V8 in it, and the seats were, like, velour. That car fucking rocked. I mean, the trunk was so, you could have fit like 10 bodies in that trunk. It was unbelievable. The back seat was so big.
It was it was basically a boat.
It was. Like, you couldn't, like, you would go over potholes and you didn't even feel it. You just kind of, like, glide over everything. It was awesome. It was my favorite car ever. It was like a 1982 Lincoln Town car.
Nice.
That was the best.
Maybe they should make a Hot Wheels out of that.
Yeah. Fucking Giuseppe's fucking Lincoln Town car from the 80s.
The 75 Kenworth W900 from Smokey and the Bandit. I looked that one up. That's the tractor trailer.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot of people wanting to collect that.
Yeah.
This next one you're not gonna have a clue about, the Battlestar Galactica Cylon Raider. That's where the bad guys flew.
All right. I mean, I know what the Cylons are, but I just I don't know.
And then another mini from the Italian job, just a different color.
I mean, come on.
All right, now what?
About running out of ideas.
What iconic car are we missing?
All right, so let's see.
Because I have one that immediately came to mind that I want to see if you agree with me on. I mean, I know you will, but I want to see if you think of it.
All right, so we got the DeLorean. Mm-hmm. We got the Ecto-1.
Yeah.
We got Miami Vice. We got. Let me see. What are we missing?
Now, hold on. We could say that we're missing, like, the Mustang from
Bullet. Yeah. Okay. That was one of the ones that I was thinking that at first, that I was hoping that was going to be on there.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's pretty iconic, but I think they're also going for a very niche market.
Yeah.
With these, but I think the car from Bullet should be in there.
Yeah, it's a Mustang. I mean, come on.
Or the Mustang from Gone 60 Seconds. The original, even. I mean, it's the same one, but...
Columbo's shitbox car?
Yes!
That would be awesome. I don't even know what the fuck it was. It was such a piece of shit, though. It was probably an Oldsmobile.
No, it was...
It was like a Gremlin or something?
I don't think it was. Let's see. I think it was a Peugeot convertible. I think it was a Peugeot. Is that how you say it? Peugeot?
I think but...
Because it's French.
J-O-T?
Yeah.
Peugeot? No, yeah. That would be Spanish, kind of.
Well, it's French, so, yeah. Yeah, but that's what it was.
All right. Oh, my God. Hold on. Give me one more second.
What are you looking up?
No, honestly, I'm looking at my DVD collection right now.
Hang on. I looked it up. Yeah, that's what it was. 59 Peugeot convertible.
John Foyt's LeBaron.
I don't think that counts.
What is the car you think they should have?
No, I was talking about Columbo's car.
Oh, was that really it?
Yeah, that was really it.
Oh my God. Oh, I didn't realize that was. Oh, okay.
Yeah, with all the other shitty ones that are in there, I'm like, come on, you couldn't have fucking Columbo's car.
Oh, I honestly didn't realize that was the one that you were thinking of. I thought you were just like, oh man, I agree with that. Well, yeah,
that was exactly the one I was thinking of.
Columbo's car. Yeah, what the fuck? They should have. I mean, that was he. That car was such a piece of shit, and I know that kids probably don't care about Columbo's car because it's not cool, but it was classic.
All right, I mean, come on, it's not cool? You have a fucking semi from Smokey and the Bandit in there. You have the car from Simon and Simon. You might as well have the car from McMillan and Wife.
You know what? They should have done the car from My Mother the Car.
They should have.
All right, no. Columbo's car. They should
have put a fucking horse and buggy in there from fucking...
from fucking some shit.
I couldn't decide to go whether to go with Little House on the Prairie or Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. And I just froze. I was like, which one do I go for? Damn it. Duffy
in the shower.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. I agree. They really should have had Columbo's car in there.
I mean, it's fucking Columbo.
It's classic. I mean, even though it sucked, it was... I mean, he had that in every fucking episode.
And it just kept on going. Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, hang on. ScreenRant.com, 25 most iconic cars from TV and movies. Let's see what they left out. Scooby-Doo. Oh, Aston Martin, DB5.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I was surprised that they didn't have that.
Let's see.
I like that you and I mentioned fucking Columbo's car before we mentioned James Bond's car.
That was literally Columbo was the first thing. I was like, why the fuck don't they have Columbo?
You know what?
They have the fucking sister's car from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know what, though? I definitely had Hot Wheels of Aston Martin DB5s before. They definitely made them.
Oh, I'm sure they did, yeah.
So... maybe that's why they didn't bother.
But they redid the fucking A-Team van.
Oh, with the chassis. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, new chassis. Re-released the Aston Martin DB5. New chassis.
Yeah.
The Love Bug, which you mentioned. Yeah. Oh, the Green Hornet. Black Beauty.
Oh, yep, yep.
Let's see. Hang on. Next page. Here's the Rock for Files. Oh, here's a good one. Starsky and Hutch. Ford Gran Torino.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Great.
They have listed on here the pickup truck from Sanford and Son.
I'm full of shit.
Let's see. I mean, they did pretty good. Christine. It's Christine. Christine, 1957 Plymouth Belvedere. I'm trying to remember what Christine is.
Oh. Wasn't that,
that was a movie, right?
Oh, man. Didn't that have something to do... Didn't Spielberg do something with that?
I think you're thinking of Duel.
Oh, thinking of Duel. Yeah.
No, Christine was John Carpenter.
Oh, okay, okay.
A horror film about a sentient automobile named Christine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that would have been a good one, though.
Right.
Hardcastle and McCormick. 1971 Volkswagen Coyote X. I have no idea what Hardcastle and McCormick is.
Yeah, I'm all set with that.
It's an American action drama TV series from Stephen J. Cannell. He's the guy that did the A-Team and at the end would rip the paper out of the typewriter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
You delete my sarcastic comment.
The series... No, I'll just leave it in. The series stars Brian Keith as Judge Milton C. Hardcastle and Daniel Hugh Kelly as ex-con and race car driver Mark Skid McCormick.
What a shitty nickname.
That's terrible. All right.
It'd be better if it was Skid Mark McCormick.
I'm just going to assume that they drove around and solved crimes.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one that we completely didn't realize. Another big one, Dukes of Hazzard.
Holy shit, they didn't have the General Lee. You think maybe because it has a Confederate flag on it?
Maybe. Speaking of which, though, I saw recently a full replica of the General Lee in my area.
No, you are in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had all the...
The bells and whistles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I meant flags and, you know, nooses, but
yeah. Yeah, right, right.
Oh, you know, this would have been a good one. The Jurassic Park 93 Ford Explorer.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah. That's not a bad one.
Another good one. Wayne's World 76 AMC Pacer.
Okay.
And then they have the Dumb and Dumber 84 customized Ford Econoline.
It looks like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lost Volkswagen van. That's a little too new, I think, for what they were going for.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe we didn't think of the fucking General Lee. How did we miss that?
Yeah, yeah. I bet you anything that they didn't do it just because they'd have to put a Confederate flag on it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Which is dumb. I mean, come on, it's a fucking that's a cultural icon TV show. You know, I mean that's nothing to do with anything. You know, it's different.
Yeah. It's either because of that, or I'm assuming maybe they didn't do some of these because of the fucking rights to the...
Or that, yeah.
Let's see. I found another list here, but it looks like it's the same. Although that one at least mentions the fucking car from Bullet.
Yeah, that should be on there. But...
That car... Oh, here's a good one. The Bluesmobile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that should definitely be on there. Was that a Lincoln?
I think it was. Let me go back here.
I feel like it was.
Oh, I feel like it was. No, a 1974 Dodge Monaco.
Oh,
with,
really?
Yeah, okay. With police package. It's got a cop motor, cop tires, cop suspensions, cop shocks, and it runs good on regular gas.
Yep.
Let's see. Anything else on this? Wait, this site has this Greased Lightning 2 with a D. I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, man. Oh, and then it also lists the indestructible Toyota Hilux from Top Gear.
Oh.
I just saw, I don't know if you ever saw this episode of Top Gear, but I recently saw clips of it or I don't know if it was like a clip show because they air that now sometimes too from the past seasons or if it was the actual program. But there was the Toyota car and they were like, well, let's see what we could do to destroy it. So they run it through all these tests. They run it through sand, through salt water. They drop a caravan on it. And then they run it through like a wooden shed, and then they're like, "Well, we can't seem to do anything about it, but now we do trial by fire." And they literally lit it on fire.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and then that was the end. And they cut to them in the warehouse. And then they were like, "Would you believe that it's still running?" And then somebody drives it in, and everyone's like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, you know what? I have seen that one. That was awesome.
That was the iconic car. Oh, Partridge Family Bus.
Oh yeah, that should have been on there.
This one says the Chevy Chevelle from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, maybe not as much as other ones, but yeah,
More than some of the other ones though.
Well, yeah, more than some of the other ones, but not as much. I mean, if I was going to make like a top 20 list, it definitely wouldn't be on there. But
oh, this is a good one. The 79 Ford Country Squire from National Lampoon Vacation.
Oh, the family truckster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. I mean, I wouldn't say, maybe top 25, but that it's definitely should be in consideration.
I think they did top 35 or something. So, I mean, it could have been up there.
Yeah, family truckster is iconic.
The 79 Porsche from Risky Business.
Yeah.
I would have put the train car that he got boned in. But there's the Buick Skylark from My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah. The Buick Skylark.
Yeah. That one had the suspension that was independent of each other. But the other one had a single one. Mm-hmm. So, when you go over a curb, one tire wouldn't be on the, whatever her testimony was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I stopped paying attention when she was talking.
You just like Marissa Tomei?
Yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah, I would. Well, I don't know what she looks like right now, but I would have.
You know, she looked pretty good in, what was it? The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Although that was several years ago, so I don't know. On this list, they also include the 1990 GMC Sierra 1500 from Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh my god!
I would not include that, but
no.
Texas Ranger.
It's all right.
Let's see. They have a lot of new ones on here too. They have ones from like Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yeah,
no. The see the car from Uncle Buck. This would have been a good one. The modified 64 Lincoln Continental from Animal House.
Okay, yeah.
The Ford Bronco from Romancing the Stone. No. Yeah, no. I think they missed out on some opportunities there. Hopefully they'll expand in the future.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write Hot Wheels and be like, please make the Peugeot convertible from
Colombo.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how long that was.
That was a long time.
I may just split this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we probably could, because it's kind of like two distinct segments, so.
Yeah, I don't know. And we didn't even get to the question. Although it's not really a question, so let me just read it. Randy asks, where do babies come from? Well, not all babies, just the ones who grow up to ride bicycles in traffic. Where do those motherless pricks come from?
Huh.
I'm just going to say, I guess, where all motherless pricks come from. I'm going to say from broken homes. That's what I'm going to say, broken homes.
Charlestown. I'm going to say from Charlestown. Although a lot of people listening probably have no idea what that means, but...
It's where the town was set.
Yeah, it's just kind of like there's a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah, rent the town, watch it, enjoy it, because it's a good movie.
It is.
And then just know that was mostly set in Charlestown.
Exactly.
And that's where all the people riding bikes in traffic come from. Even no matter where you are in the world, if there's somebody riding a bike in traffic and pissing you off, they came from Charlestown.
Fact.
I guess that would have been a better and remember. But so if you have a question to ask us and you want a insightful answer like that, hit us up on Twitter at @BYWPodcast. You can email us BYWPodcast@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/butyourewrong. And our YouTube, which I'm trying to get a new video up there this week. Well, hopefully it's actually already up by the time this episode goes up. But that's youtube.com/BYWPodcast. Until next time, remember, no regrets. And remember, Greg is the younger male version of Sophia.
I'm horny.
That's awkward.
I didn't know what to say.
I don't know. You got anything better?
I don't know. I was just going to say, I want a dick. But it's the same thing.
We'll just leave it at that.
I have no idea.
Hey, fun fact. Hardcastle and McCormick had 3 seasons.
Wow. How is that worthy to be on there?
It had 67 episodes.
That's nothing. I could do that.
I'm just we've already surpassed that.
Oh yeah, we have surpassed that.
They should fucking put my Impala on there, or your fucking whatever car you drive.
Corolla.
Thank you.
Shitty ass Corolla.
Dear Hot Wheels. No, let's get Matchbox to do it. Is Matchbox still around?
I don't know.
Dear Matchbox, please make a competing series with Hot Wheels. We want the car, the Mustang from Bullet, and the Peugeot convertible from Columbo.
Mm-hmm.
The Starzy and Hutch car. Also, if you could, can you make a shitty Toyota Corolla?
You know what? I want not even that, because the Corolla, it's stupid. But you know what? I want my first car to be on there. I want my Ford Escort hatchback.
Okay.
Yeah, the male Escort, as we used to call it.
I mean, if they do a series similar to Hot Wheels, then we could put both on there.
Yeah. I mean, your Impala is definitely more classic than my.
I mean, I want my Corolla. Impala on there, and I want the dent that I got from when the guy cut me off in traffic and I went into the guardrail to avoid crashing into him.
Mm.
I want that in there.
You want the dent on there?
Yeah, I want the dent in there. You know what? I want my very first car in there too. The I think it was a 93, maybe a 93 Mercury Sable.
Oh, man. Would you get that from your grandfather?
What? No, I got it from my dad. it was white like his tennis shoes.
Oh, awesome. You cruise around fucking Florida with that.
There was a it had the bench seats, and there was a cigarette burn in the middle of the front seat.
Awesome.
The speedometer didn't go above 90.
Well,
And when I got the car, he was like, listen, I got it checked out. It's good. Just don't accelerate too fast or brake too suddenly because the bolts that have the engine mounted in there are coming loose. And it's a big pain in the ass to tighten. So rather than that, just, you know, just watch out for it. And eventually we'll just get you a new car. Awesome. And I was like, all right, thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Sounds great.
That plays into a future story, which maybe we'll cover next time, because that plays into a new story that I have about driving a car too fast. So we'll cover that next time.
Sounds good.
I'm still recording, but I may just leave all that shit in there.
Yeah, why not?
We'll just tell people to stay tuned for a little bonus afterwards.
Cool.
All right, let me stop this then.